Imagine a society where the most fundamental human emotion is classified as a disease, where teenagers count down to their 18th birthday not for freedom, but for a mandatory brain procedure that will permanently remove their capacity to love. This is the chilling reality of Portland, Maine, 64 years after love, officially termed amor deliria nervosa, was declared the deadliest of all diseases. For 17-year-old Lena Halloway, the procedure represents salvation. Unlike many peers who fear the operation, Lena can't wait to be cured. Her mother committed suicide when Lena was 6, unable to overcome her love for Lena's father, a family tragedy that has marked Lena as potentially sympathetic to the disease and desperate to prove her commitment to the cure. The government's safety manual, the Book of Shh, has shaped her entire worldview, convincing her that emotional detachment equals security and that the procedure will protect her from suffering her mother's fate. The society's dehumanizing mechanics are on full display during Lena's evaluation, the process determining her future husband and social standing. Standing nearly naked before 4 evaluators, Lena endures scrutiny of everything from her physical appearance to her personal preferences. She's been carefully coached by her Aunt Carol to give generic, inoffensive answers. Blue or green as her favorite color, appropriately feminine hobbies, and absolutely no hint of independent thinking. This system reveals the underlying social engineering at work. By matching people based on superficial compatibility rather than emotional connection, the government creates stable but passionless partnerships. What makes this dystopian world particularly disturbing is how thoroughly its citizens have internalized its logic. The system has effectively weaponized Lena's trauma, turning her fear of emotional pain into willing compliance with a regime that denies humanity's most fundamental connection. Despite her lifelong fear of deliria, Lena's worldview cracks when she meets Alex. During their encounter at East End Beach, he reveals his cure scar is fake. He's actually an invalid from the wilds. This terrifies Lena, who's been taught invalids are deadly things that will rip you to shreds. Yet Alex's thoughtful, gentle nature challenges everything she believes. Their relationship unfolds in secret meetings at abandoned places, particularly an old house at 37 Brook Street, once owned by sympathizers. Alex introduces her to forbidden poetry and music, encouraging her to question the government's narrative about the wilds. Their connection transforms Lena's perception. Colors become more vivid, music more affecting, and familiar streets take on new dimensions. Love transforms everything around me, she realizes. The dump shimmers miraculously. Seagulls look painted against the sky. Rainstorms become falling shards of glass. This sensory awakening fundamentally challenges a system designed to dull human experience. As Lena falls deeper in love with Alex, she experiences all the symptoms of deliria: disorientation, difficulty focusing, elevated heart rate, and obsessive preoccupation. These manifestations initially terrify her. She checks her pulse constantly and fears infection. These symptoms perfectly capture the genuine disorientation of falling in love, the inability to concentrate, physical reactions to the beloved's presence, and how the world becomes both more vibrant and less significant. Lena's internal conflict intensifies. The desire for Alex is so strong, it feels like a razor blade edging through my organs, she admits. All I can think is, it will kill me, it will kill me, it will kill me, and I don't care. This represents a complete reversal of her earlier beliefs. Where she once feared ending up like her mother, destroyed by love, she now understands that a life without genuine connection might be meaningless. Their relationship unfolds through forbidden physical intimacy, with their first kiss described as something like music or dancing, but better. When Alex takes Lena across the border, she discovers the government's most profound lie. The electric fence supposedly protecting Portland isn't electrified at all. If they lied about the fence, about the invalids, about the raids being for our protection, she realizes, they might have lied about love being a disease too. This journey represents both a physical and ideological crossing. Lena witnesses remnants of the Blitz, the government's campaign to destroy communities outside regulated cities. At Alex's trailer in Crest Village Mobile Park, Lena discovers a different way of living. The community consists of makeshift homes, yet there's a vibrant humanity contrasting with Portland's sterile order. Alex's home contains forbidden books, particularly poetry. When he reads Shakespeare and Browning aloud, the words affect Lena like music, awakening emotions she's been taught to fear. This glimpse shows her that while the invalids lack Portland's comforts and medical advances, they retain their capacity for authentic connection. Alex takes Lena to the Crypts, Portland's notorious prison, and shows her cell 118, where her mother was held after her failed suicide. Though Lena believed her mother died 12 years ago, the evidence suggests otherwise. The cell walls are covered with a single word scratched repeatedly, love. On the ground lies her father's silver chain with the ruby dagger charm her mother always wore. Most significantly, 1-0 in love has been carved so deeply it created a tunnel through which her mother escaped to the wilds, literally carving her way to freedom through love. This discovery forces Lena to confront the lies in her life. Her relatives let her believe her mother was dead rather than admit she had escaped the system they upheld. When Lena asks why her mother never returned, Alex explains, "You know what would have happened if she was caught again? If she was caught with you, it would have meant death for both of you." Lena realizes that loving people means giving things up, sometimes even giving them up. Her mother's sacrifice reveals that love sometimes requires letting go rather than possession. As authorities discover Lena's relationship with Alex, the novel reaches its climax. When Lena is restrained for an emergency procedure, Alex arrives on his motorcycle to rescue her. Their desperate escape leads to the fence separating Portland from the wilds. There, Alex makes the ultimate sacrifice, creating a diversion while Lena climbs over during a brief power outage. As guards surround him, his shirt soaked with blood, he mouths a final word, "Run." This sacrifice embodies the novel's central paradox. Love, declared a disease, becomes the source of extraordinary courage. Alex chooses Lena's freedom over his survival, proving that genuine connection leads not to weakness, but to strength. As Lena escapes into the wilds, she carries a transformed understanding. "I'm no one special, just a single girl, in between in every way. But I have a secret. You can build walls to the sky, and I'll find a way to fly above them." Delirium ultimately questions what remains of humanity when we eliminate its most fundamental emotion. The dystopian society achieves stability by removing love's unpredictability. Yet this security costs them joy and meaningful connection. Lena's final words, "I love you, remember, they cannot take it," affirm love's enduring power against all attempts to eliminate it.